We're joined by Eric and Magnus from Eclipse on the Saturday at Hard Rock LAOR, and you are on sort of early afternoon, early evening, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it's around 6 o'clock.
About 6 o'clock.
Five o'clock.
Yeah. Right. Excited? Ready for it?
Yeah, really.
Very much.
Fantastic.
Judging by the crowd yesterday. I think you've just about got the right slot, because everybody, all the people who were struggling from the night before had woken up.
Yeah.
They'd slept off the night before's drink.
Yeah.
And from about that time last night, people were piling in and having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's great, and I think it's good not to play too late, because people are tired or too drunk. So, you know, you can do whatever you want. People don't react to anything. They just want to. It's just like. It's the only thing that matters.
I think, to be fair, Heat did a good job last night.
They managed to
keep the crowd bouncing. I think they did. They did a really good job. I've seen them a couple of times, but I thought last night was there. Eric was on one, as they say over here. He was mad as a box of frogs bouncing around the place.
It's always good.
I want them bouncing as much as him.
Yeah, but you've got other things to do, haven't you? Playing the guitar and
no,
singing.
No, I'm not playing guitar.
Are you not playing guitar at all?
No, just acoustic guitar.
Oh, right. How come?
Well, it looks better with a guy singing.
Okay.
Making the crowd go nuts instead of just having... otherwise, you know, it's so much guitars and so much vocals all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So otherwise I would just be standing still in the middle and nothing would happen. So we just... Mm-hmm. It's loud enough for one guitar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
Magnus loud enough for two.
Turn it up to 12.
Yes, always.
There seems to have been a little bit of internet controversy in the last couple of days about the use of backing tracks to build the sound. Do you use them at all?
Alive? Yeah, sure.
I don't have a problem with it at all either.
It is what it is. You know, it's a good thing, and it makes it sound better.
Yeah.
We don't have a keyboard play live.
Right.
On the albums, we have keyboards.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of keyboards. We have a little keyboard.
Yeah.
And those keyboards are on tracks.
Yeah. And you need them, really, don't you? That's the sound.
It's part of the sound, and, you know, our keyboard player, he has his own business. He has a really successful company, and he can't really travel along all the time with us. So instead of just finding another session player live, we decided to have his keyboards on tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it doesn't make the appearance less live.
No, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I think I'd rather have the band doing what they do, and you can tell. You can tell when a band's playing the instruments live and singing live.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the keyboards are on a track, fine. If some of the backing vocals are on a track, even, I think that's
fine.
Not necessarily
really
a bad thing. If it makes for that band to have the sound that they want as artists, you know. Because at the end of the day, I think the arguments come because fans get very precious about it. And actually,
whatever we say,
it's still your music, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not playing pop rock. We play like kind of arena style hard rock.
Yes.
And, you know, it's got to have that sound. And if you know, every artist has it. They can say the opposite, but everyone has it.
Mm.
If you don't have some, you know, some big bands can have two keyboard players and they have backing vocalists backstage and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
But what's the difference then?
Well, I think technology's doing it, hasn't it?
It's still not the four people you see on stage. If you have a lot of people backstage playing stuff, what's the difference between having backing tracks and at least our backing tracks has our keyboard playing.
Yeah.
I think AC/DC is still on the band. Doesn't use backing tracks nowadays.
Yeah, I suppose not. Yeah, I never thought about that.
They're a pub rock band.
Yeah.
They're just arena huge.
They got lucky a lot of times.
Yeah, but they're the best band ever.
They're great. Great band. I think they must have sort of musician's golden touch, because they made one great record every 3 years and made the same one and again and again and again, and it just works. They've got their thing, and it's massive.
The new one is great. You know, there's so many young bands playing this hard, that kind of style, you know, playing that AC/DC style, and it sounds great. But when you put on an AC/DC record, it sounds better.
It sounds better every
time. And it has more energy and it gives more power than the young bands.
Yeah.
They're between 60 and 70 years old, and they still kick the butt of the kids.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. They just got it.
So tonight's set, is that the same as you're doing on tour, or have you shortened it a bit, the headline tour?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a bit.
Yeah, we gotta focus a lot on the new album.
Excellent. Of course, yeah. And is the song so the show so far, has the have the new songs come across really well with the fans? Are they really?
Yeah, really well.
Yeah, really well. It's unexpectedly well.
All right.
We know they're catchy, but you know people really sing along to them.
Yeah.
And they, you know, if you hear them for the first time, I think they catch enough to, you know, when the second chorus kicks in, you know what to do.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Yeah.
I think we can play the whole album live if we wanted to.
Really? You
know, every song is a live song.
Yeah.
Everyone works perfectly as a live song.
That's good. That must be great for you, especially if you're getting that feedback.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine, you know, just from talking to you a couple of times and certainly the way you talk about your songwriting and your influence, although you write massive amounts of songs, I can't believe how prolific you are for yourself and other people.
Yeah.
Do you ever write a bad one?
Yeah, but you don't hear them.
Oh, right, that's okay.
Ones, yeah, it's a pile of bad songs.
Really?
That you never get to hear.
Yeah, we never complete a song. We don't like it. We
just
throw
stop.
It away. Yeah, we stop it. Some people say, I think we have a lot of, you know, unreleased tracks. We don't.
No.
We
have
you release the ones that work and then...
Yeah, exactly. we never complete something.
No.
That's a good way of doing it.
It's just a waste of time.
No. And do you find it harder or easier to keep the quality level high? You know, if you're writing as much as you do for yourself and the people?
No, I think it's
just what it is.
It is what it is. It's a good song. Then, you know.
I think that's a great way of looking at it.
Especially in hard rock, I think people are quite... I don't want to talk bad about horror.
No.
People are quite narrow-minded.
Yes.
It's got to be exactly the same thing. It's got to have the same structure. It's got to have, you know, they got to know exactly what's going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's going to be, you know, if they were just broaden their mind, just open eyes and look around.
Yeah.
You can see it's great songs everywhere. You don't have to be specific.
It doesn't make
you less of a hard rocker.
No.
You enjoy other styles as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you ever feel under pressure as with Eclipse or anything, but particularly with Eclipse, to produce a song that sounds like the other ones? Or do you just sort of, no, we're going to make the songs that we want to make, we're not going to make a song that we know will fit on with other things on, say, the Frontiers label or things like that?
No, we don't. Hello, Magnus again.
No, we're... I think we got the artistic freedom, so we are doing exactly what we want.
Yeah.
You know, they never try to make us go in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And we never think about it when we write songs either.
No, we just write songs.
Yeah. That is, I've said it in all interviews, kind of, but we always write the music for ourselves. We want to write the album we want to listen to.
Yeah.
And we got to, you know, if we are pleased with that song, then it's going to be on the album.
Mm.
And we don't think about what is the crowd going to think about this song. But, you know, we just make songs. And if we think it's a great Eclipse album, our fans will probably think it's a great Eclipse album as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a very sensible way of doing it. I mean, you know, all musicians and artists, they start doing the stuff because they like it. And if you don't like it, then why would you do it?
Yeah.
We have to have the freedom in order to develop our sound.
Yeah.
We need some freedom, so we don't want to have any boundaries.
Yeah, but if you have too many boundaries, and if you have you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to do that, you can't do this, you end up killing all the creativity. Everything you do is wrong because you have to do it exactly like it. Then later, when you're producing and recording now, you can kind of narrow the options out. So you have fewer and fewer options to, you know, kind of channeling the song,
mm-hmm.
and then it sounds like it.
Yeah. So who are you listening to that's new that you've heard? Is there anything that sort of made you go? I know you told me the other week, Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that new that you've heard and gone, wow, that really sort of sets me going and think, wow, I like that.
What can it be? At the moment, I haven't been listening to much new music at all.
Right.
I've been pretty busy
with your own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's just so much music. I just listen to, you know, spoken radio.
Yeah,
another new Darkest single, Barbarians.
Do you like that?
I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. I think that's just you and me, Eric, then, because there's a whole load of people don't like it.
We've been listening to it the whole tour in the car every day.
I think it's good.
I think Darkness and Hot Leg, I think it's one of the best bands that's been coming for ages.
Yeah.
I love the Darkness. I think it's one. I think it's a genius.
No,
the
I would
vocal
agree.
Melody, it's just. It's, is out of this world. It's just
everything about you're them is laughing. Just insane.
Have you seen them live?
Yeah, they're amazing. I think I shall let you go on because you're going to be hot property today. Well, thank you very much, fellas.